Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. And today, my special guest is Eric Lund, president of the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back to the show, Eric.
Thank you, Miriam. It's great to be here.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Today, our topic is our historic highways in East County and some great work that the East County Chamber and the Historic Highway 80 Commission have been doing to keep those memories alive along our historic highways. So tell me first, let's talk about Highway 80. I understand you've got a big event coming up on June 23rd.
We do. We have our annual Passport Through Time event, which is a really fun event open to everybody out there to join along and come and explore our highways and our byways in the backcountry.
Great. So what are some of the things that they might see motoring along historic Highway 80?
You know, we have these beautiful, quaint towns that all, each have unique character. Of course, we now have over 100 wineries out in the county and many businesses that are very cool to go and explore and discover. And so there's a lot of neat things that you might see, as well as the natural beauty of our backcountry.
Wonderful. So what is the date of the event, and how do people get information on it?
Yeah, so it's going to be Saturday, June 23rd. And we're going to start at Indian Motorcycle in El Cajon. And then we're going to do this really great historic highway loop trip. We've actually been successful in making Highway 67, 80, 79 as historic roads. And we're working on getting 78 to become a historic road. That will complete the entire loop for historic highways.
So this year, the trip is going to include a glimpse of all of those highways?
That's correct.
Oh, wow. That is exciting.
So we'll start in El Cajon, go out through Lakeside and Santee Lakeside, out to Ramona, and we'll have a pit stop there. So that's part of the way we do this trip. So yeah, so our Passport Through Time, we actually give everybody a passport. And they get it stamped at different pit stops where you get a chance to explore different locations, including this time. We're going to go out to the Camel Farm, which is out just past Ramona.
Oh, that is fun. I've been to that. They typically will do a camel show, bird show. Are they doing it the day of the tour?
I'm not sure, but we're working the details out with them right now.
It's a fun place.
It's going to be a really cool place.
Okay.
And then we're stopping in Ramona. We're going to stop at possibly a brewery there.
Okay.
And Cannon Brewery is located there, so we're thinking about that might be one of the stops. We're also planning on stopping in Julian at the Pioneer Museum.
Well, that's a fascinating place. I've done interviews up there, and you can learn all about the history of the gold rush in our region and a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, we have all these terrific towns that are very unique in character, and each one's different, right?
Yeah,
and
Julian is it's on the National Registry of Historic Places. It's just charming.
And we're planning on stopping at the Descanso store in Descanso.
Okay.
And then we're going to move on to Alpine. And then we're going to have a stop there at a spa. And
nice.
Then we'll be coming on down along Old Highway 80 all the way into El Cajon to the downtown cafe, where we will complete the loop and have a nice lunch and give away some great opportunity drawings based upon how many stamps you got stamped at each one of the pit stops along the way.
Very cool. And the downtown cafe, I might add, is in one of the oldest buildings in El Cajon. It's got the old restored brick walls and the, you know, mahogany bar that looks like it's straight out of an Old West movie.
Yeah, and we usually do a taco bar, so it's a really nice lunch. Their food is very good there.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us again where people can go if they want to get tickets and more information.
So they can call the Chamber of Commerce, the San Diego East County Chamber, at 619-440-6161, or go to the Chamber's website at eastcountychamber.org, and they can actually look under events, and they'll be able to find that event.
Fantastic. Tell us about Highway 78 and the efforts you're making to get that declared a state historic highway as well. And also, what exactly does the state historic highway designation mean? How important is that?
Well, what the designation allows you to do is to put those really cool historic brown signs that you see on historic routes.
Yeah.
You're allowed to put those up. And so we are working with Caltrans to get a whole bunch of new signs up that are going to say historic route. and whatever highway that is, as long as it's been designated by the state of California as a historic route. 78, you know, starts over on the, in Oceanside kind of, and then goes all the way to Barstow. We're just focusing on the area between Ramona and Julian. That,
beautiful.
That segment
stretch.
Of 78.
Yeah. Lovely area
it's
out there.
It's beautiful there. It's backcountry. It's very scenic.
Goes through Santa Isabel?
Yes, absolutely. Goes right through Santa Isabel, and it ends in, you know, kind of, well, it doesn't end, but it, you know, our terminus will be in Julian, because then you're going to go on to 79 from there.
That's very exciting, Eric. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we've been speaking with Eric Lund, the president of the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce, about their efforts to declare several of our local highways in East County as state historic scenic highways, and the upcoming event, Passport Through Time, coming up on June
23rd.
June 23rd, and you can find out more at the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce website, or we'll also have information up on eastcountymagazine.org. Eric, thanks so much for joining us today on the show.
Thank you, Miriam.